All right. So, we started off the class welcoming in our new middle schoolers. So, what a time for you guys to be, like, moving up. What a time to be entering into a new classroom. Because at Heartland, there is just so much going on right now. We have the World Cup going on all around us. We have a whole team of youth and young adults and just other people coming in from Greentown, which is really cool. We leave for camp in a week. You guys all get to move up, and then a week later, we get to go and spend a week away from our families at camp, doing all kinds of fun stuff. So it's just busy, busy, busy. So today, I guess, with all of that, I want to introduce you guys into the middle school class with a question. Just a one-word question. Why? Why? Why do we come to church on Sunday, you know? This is a question even us adults have to ask ourselves. Why do we come to church on Sunday? And a lot of you are like, well, it's because my parents make me. But why do we do the same thing in week in and week out? Why do we listen to praise music or sing praise? Why do we listen to different people teaching us stuff from the Bible? Like, what would happen if I just stopped coming? Truthfully, there are a lot of things that are probably more exciting and more fun than coming to church on Sunday. Like most of you would say, sleeping in or playing video games. For me, like mowing the lawn, hanging out with your friends. Like, we could all think of a lot of things that our flesh would rather do than come and sit in class on Sundays. So as we prepare for camp, in some of you for the next chapter, you know, you guys are moving up into middle school. Some of you will be going to a new school next year. For those of you that have already been in this class, that have already been in the youth for a year or two, like, you're still growing. You're going into next changes. Some of you, this is your last year in the middle school class. You're getting ready to move up to the high school. Some of you, this is year two. You know, you've kind of had some foundation laid. You're a veteran. And then those of you guys that are coming in, you know, you've just graduated from the E-Wing. This is where you spent, those of you that have been coming to church for some time, this is where you spent your entire church life, was in that hallway on Sundays and on Wednesday nights if you came. We're going to be looking for answers to as to why we do what we do. Turn to Colossians for me. Colossians 1. For those of you that are readers, Colossians is, when we get back from camp, we're going to be spending a lot of time in Colossians. We're going to kind of be going through it. So if you're looking for somewhere to read, if you don't know where in your Bible to go, you're just maybe a Psalms and or a Proverbs of the Day reader, Colossians is a good book. You can read through it. It's short. You can read through it quick. And you can just keep reading through it. Just try to do your best to discern what your Bible is showing you. Colossians 1, verses 16 through 18 is what we're going to be reading. I tell you this and I talk and then I'm not turning. Colossians 1, verses 16 through 18. Is anybody there? Who's there? Show of hands. Adeline, go ahead and read it for us. You can, oh, yeah, just read it all. So we come to church not because our parents make us, but because God is worthy of our attendance. All things, it says, all things were created by Him and for Him. If you are saved, if you're born again, then we've heard the gospel. We have heard what Jesus did for us on the cross. We heard that, you know, we all know John 3:16, that God sent His Son to die for our sins because we ourselves cannot save ourselves. So if we know this to be true, and then showing up on Sunday is having the right heart attitude. It's something that we can do willingly, not begrudgingly, not because your parents are forcing you, but because you yourself want to grow, because God, saw you as worthy before you even thought so yourself. So maybe most of you, that was you this morning. Maybe most weeks, that's most of you, you know? Like, begrudgingly, you're here on Sunday, like, oh man, I just can't wait to get out of church so I can go home and hop on my video games. But as we prepare to enter this busy season, as you guys enter into this next chapter, those of you that are coming into sixth grade, as some of you are finishing out this chapter of your life, as we prepare for camp, you guys should be taking, hopefully, the right steps to prepare your heart for what God has for you. Going to the next chapter of, like this next chapter, or into camp, expecting to hear what God has in store for you. You're not too young for what's happening at the church. You're not too young to be a part of what's going on with Greentown. You're not too young to be involved in something, some part of ministry. I believe it's in the middle school where you have an opportunity, AV, to help with the AV. I know some of them do. Maybe it's high school. But you guys now have opportunity to start having a role in the church. You can start helping with things. You're not too young to be used by God. So I'm going to show you an example. Turn with me to Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. Samuel. The book of Samuel. Yep. I know it's one of Luke's favorites. It's also one of my favorites. First Samuel. All right. Chapter 3, verse 1. Just read that for me.
Now there was long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David
Oh, my, I'm sorry. We're in... No, yeah. 1 Samuel, chapter 3. You're all right. I was like, that's not right.
I was in chapter 1.
Yep.
Okay. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli.
First three words. And the child. How old was Samuel when he was being used by the Lord?
He
was a child. It doesn't tell us a specific age. How many of you remember the rest of this story of Samuel? He goes to bed. The Lord comes to him in a vision, and he thinks it's Eli, and he wakes up. I know I've talked about this recently. He goes to Eli and he's like, hey, what do you want, man? And Eli's like, hey, it wasn't me. Go back to bed, you know? I don't know what you're talking about. And he goes back to bed and the Lord comes to him again and Samuel's like, yo, you called me again? Eli's like, no, it's not me. It's got to be God talking to you. Go lay down, hear what he has to say, and then come back and report it to me. So in verse 10 it says, and the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak. For thy servant heareth. So it says, and the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times. So he appears to him again, and he calls his name, Samuel, Samuel. And how does Samuel respond to this? Like, what's his response at the end of that verse? Last five words.
Last five
words of verse 10, sorry. Yeah, Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. Does it sound like he's doing so begrudgingly or whiny? Like, what do you want, God? Like, I'm here. What are you trying to tell me? No, he says, speak, for thy servant heareth. My question to you is, are you guys listening? Are you ready to hear what God is telling you, like Samuel is? Are you, if not, why not? Like, what's stopping you? Age isn't something that's stopping you. You're not too young. We have to be ready. We have to be willing to listen. When you leave the middle school, like my hope is that you have gained information that grows you, that moves you forward in the ministry, at church, somewhere else. That's Mitchell's vision. That's his hope and desire for you guys when you guys leave the E-Wing. And I know that's going to be Luke's when you guys leave high school. And then as I continue to attend this church, my hope, my desire is to see you guys one day doing things that I myself never thought I would be doing. Going on mission trips, leading the youth, doing things around the body. But how does someone grow? Like, how do you grow? Like, what helps you guys to grow? Physically and spiritually. Go ahead.
Drinking milk.
That's a good answer. What else, though? Well, you get a little bit older, what do you got to do? You got to eat food. You got to have substance, right? Got to eat. All right. Yeah, babies do. They can't take care of themselves. So, I like your response. Turn to 1 Peter 2:2. Back of the book now. We're going all the way back to the back. 1 Peter. Yep, 1 Peter 2:2. You there? Read it for me. Yep, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. Newborn babies need milk. They cannot survive without milk. They cry when they don't have it. They whine. They let their mother know, like, they are hungry. It's essential for their growth. Just as we need food to survive, it's how God designed us. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know anybody that can physically grow without eating food. Do you guys know anybody that just never eats and they just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger?
Plants.
No, plants eat. They have to have substance. They have to have food. Sunlight, water.
They make their own food.
Yeah. I don't know anybody that can grow without eating. I don't know anybody that can survive without doing that. The same can be said, that's for our physical growth, for our spiritual growth. I don't know anybody that's growing without actively being in the Word, without actively reading their Bible or listening to the word being taught. That's why we come to church on Sunday. If you're not reading your Bible at home, then this is us, me up here teaching, Brian on Sundays, Mitch, whoever's investing in you, that's the only word you're getting. So that's the only growth that you're getting out of it, you know? Like an athlete that's training for something, the more substance, the more protein, the more stuff you pour into your body, the more you grow, the more you help yourself to grow. It says, sincere milk of the word. The Word, that's for us to grow spiritually. We have to be in the Word. It's essential to our growth. It doesn't come by accident. It's by design. It's how God designed us. So, when we leave camp next week, or when you leave church today, when you move up into the high school, when you move on to the next thing, the next chapter, because we'll say that's kind of my thoughts on today. This is a new chapter for some of you guys. You have to ask yourselves, did I grow? Did I leave middle school? Did I leave the E-Wing different than how I came into it? The same can be said for church and for camp. Did I leave here today at least learning something new, gaining something from it? When I leave camp, yes, I had a good time, but is my life changed for it? Do I want to be different because of it? So for those of you that have moved into middle school, I want you to ask yourself again, why? Why do we do what we do? Why go to camp and come back the same? Why sit in church every week and not apply anything? If you're not going to be here, then you might as well, if you're going to be here, like if mom and dad are making you come, then you might as well be doing something with it, right? Like, you go to the store with your parents, but you don't want to go inside the store and help them shop. So what do? You sit in the car and what? Scroll on your phone? TikTok reels or whatever it is? You're here, so you might as well be doing something with it. But that's a decision that only you guys can make. Like, I can't make that decision for you guys. I desire for you guys to want to grow, but I can't physically force you or decide that for you. So turn with me to James 1:22. I got a what's in the box bonus for anybody that knows this. Don't, girls, before you get there. It's one of our memory verses that we just did. Anybody that knows it offhand.
James what?
1:22. But be.
But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. Something.
Who can say it outright? Not with that. Look at their Bible. Not. Nobody? All right. I know you two know it. Go ahead, Meredith. You can say it. You already looked at the Bible, didn't you? Do you know it from memory?
No.
Okay. You can read your Bible. That's fine. Yeah, you can read your Bible. I was going to give somebody a what's in the box if you knew it by memory.
What was that?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, but be ye doers of the word. I know you do know it now. Not just hearers only, deceiving your own selves. We just had this like a couple weeks ago. Deceiving your own selves was what you were missing. Do you want to be doers of the word or just hearers? Do you just want to come here and just hear it and that's it? I'm not going to grow. I'm not going to apply it. If you're not going to give time to something, or if you're going to give your time to church, then why not grow? Why not apply it? We're going to camp in a week. Those of you that are, you have an opportunity. You will be presented with an opportunity. You can take what you get there, and you can apply it. You can apply it to your life. You can get saved if you're not saved. Read your Bible more if you're not doing so. Make a decision to get enrolled in Get Alive or to discipleship. Just you can make a decision while you're there. You can come back with a purpose. Or you can choose to come back exactly the same. You can just go to camp, do all the fun, listen to all the preaching that we're going to have, and come back exactly the same. No change. And that's fine. That's a decision you get to make. The same can be said for those of you who aren't going to camp. You can come here every Sunday. You can come every Wednesday and have fun. That's great. And choose to do nothing with what we are showing you, that you're getting. None of the word that you're getting. But why? Why come and sit and do all of that and take nothing from it? If you don't understand what Jesus did for us at the cross, that he came, that's where most of you need to start. If you're not saved, that's the first place to start, is understanding that God sent his son here to die for us because we were sinners and we couldn't save ourselves, and that Jesus lived a perfect, sinless life, and that he was buried and rose again. If you don't understand that he came for you and you and you and me, you know, the whole world, but you just yourself, then that's the first place that you need to start. If you're sitting here today and you're wondering why do I come to church every week? You know, like, ah, man, why does mom and dad make me come here every week? Then do something about it. Start living it out. If you are saved, don't waste time. Be like the newborn babies that we just talked about, desiring the milk of the word. You know, drink of it. Allow God to fill you up. We're going to end today in Joshua. Turn to Joshua 24, verse 15. Some of you, I think Lincoln, I know this is a popular verse for people to have in their house. 24, you know it?
Wait, can you show the first words? 25, verse 15.
The first words, and if it seem evil unto you, serve the Lord. I bet if I told you the last words, you would know it. We will serve. Well, if I tell you the rest of it, I'll be reading it out loud. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
No, I don't even know where Joshua is, Brent.
The beginning, the front of your Bible.
Behind you.
Joshua 24, verse 15. When you're there, raise your hand. James, you want to read it for us? 24, verse 15. Sorry, I read the wrong verse to you, Cameron.
I don't want to read it.
You don't want to read it?
But, yeah,
go ahead, Adeline. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But that's not the part I want to focus on. And it says, and if it seem evil unto you, serve the Lord. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose you this day. You get to choose. It's a decision that you get to make. If you want to be about it, then be about it. Do you want to be a doer of the word, like we talked about in James 1, 22? Or do you just want to sit here every week and hear it? Think about it, mull it over. But as the next chapter begins for you guys, and for others of you, it comes to an end. Maybe I pray, I guess, that you guys be intentional with what God is doing. Take a chance. Do the thing that you said you wouldn't do. Go to the thing that you said you wouldn't go to. Invite a friend this year. Go to an outreach. I mean, we have one coming up on Thursday. Come to church with the right heart attitude. Take an opportunity to grow. Share a devotion. Share a testimony. Help out with CSA. Get plugged in somewhere. Find something. I pray for those of you coming in that you find your place here, that God uses you in the middle school and around the church body to just do something with what God is showing you. So I will pray, and then we will get after it.